It's Morning Edition on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Claire Heddles. Beginning today, a Knoxville company says it's providing materials for healthcare providers to conduct 10,000 COVID tests and doing analysis locally for faster results. But even with the extra tests, many Tennesseans are still unsure of where and how to get tested. It's been more than 2 weeks since President Trump toured the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta and said this.
Anybody that needs a test gets a test. They're there. They have the test.
But residents across the country and in East Tennessee are wondering how and where to get those tests. The Knox County Health Department Director Martha Buchanan says this is the top question they get on their COVID-19 public information line.
There's a ton of questions about testing. Lots and lots of questions about testing. People who want to be tested but can't get tested.
We talked to one person who called this information hotline a couple weeks after being diagnosed with an undefined viral illness in early March. He had used an inhaler and started feeling better. He went to work, went out with friends, but about a week ago, he woke up with a sore throat, so he called the county's information line.
You have reached the Knox County Health Department COVID-19 information line.
This Knoxville resident asked us not to use his name due to the stigma attached to COVID-19.
I contacted Knoxville Health Department. And the first woman I spoke to told me, you know, from all the symptoms that you're telling me about, it does sound like you meet our criteria. We're going to have somebody call you back.
But the official who called him back later told him he actually didn't qualify for testing. He hadn't traveled out of the country recently, and his highest fever was at 100.3, one-tenth of a degree short of the official threshold. That didn't sit right with him.
I'm not so much concerned with my health and if I'm going to make it, but I'm concerned about other people because I do come in contact with a lot of people, and I have been in contact with a lot of people. And I feel it's my responsibility to make sure that my health gets addressed so that way I can help the rest of the public.
He went to his doctor, who told him to continue to just monitor his symptoms. But after reading more research about people with mild symptoms carrying the virus and thinking about his family, he decided to call a hospital.
My grandmother was a nurse practitioner, and this is what she would want me to do if she was here.
The hospital, too, initially turned down his request for a COVID test. The second time asking, the hospital agreed to administer one. When we spoke 6 days after this test, he was still waiting on the results. But he's one of the people concerned about their symptoms who actually got a test. Despite promises from elected officials, getting tested for COVID-19 is not especially easy. Public health agencies have different criteria than private labs. Here's the guidance the World Health Organization gave earlier this month.
You cannot fight a fire blindfolded, and we cannot stop this pandemic if we don't know who is infected. We have a simple message for all countries. Test, test, test. Test every suspected case.
But who is a suspected case? That's a matter that has not been decided across the board. A recent preliminary study published by the CDC estimates that 12% of people who have been infected by COVID-19 got it from someone who didn't show any symptoms yet. But in Tennessee, the rule has been, don't get tested unless you already have symptoms. That means testing comes down to something hospitals are already well acquainted with, triage. Here's Tennessee Department of Health Commissioner Lisa Piercy.
There are only a certain amount of people that present for assessment that need screening, and we are prioritizing healthcare workers, those over 65, and those that are hospitalized in our prioritization for testing.
And more locally in Knox County, the health department is maintaining strict guidelines for who they will test and who they won't. Not only because of a limited supply of testing materials, but also a limited supply of protective personal equipment, like surgical masks, for the healthcare workers who interact with the patients.
Health department is following a little more narrow guidelines, because part of our job is to identify those cases of people that truly have disease.
Buchanan said this past week that allergies and other respiratory illnesses are still more likely in East Tennessee than COVID-19. As of Friday, community spread of the virus had not been confirmed by officials in Knox County. But Buchanan said it's inevitable. Local immunologist Barry Rouse says scientists still don't know whether individuals can carry the virus without any symptoms.
Unless you test everybody, which we do not have the capacity to do, you won't know who is infected. I'm completely unsure in the case of this virus how soon after infection you start secreting infectious doses of virus.
Tennessee's state lab has run more than 900 tests, but most of the confirmed cases in the state are from private labs, which until today were only reporting the positive test results, so officials didn't know the total number of people being tested. Knox County's health department said it's looking into possibly setting up a drive-through assessment and testing site. But in the almost 20 counties that can tune in to hear this story, there are only 6 remote assessment sites as of Sunday afternoon. At those sites, anyone can be evaluated for COVID symptoms, but there's no guarantee that you'll get a test. For those that can't make what could be an hour-plus drive to one of those remote assessment sites, testing decisions fall into the hands of local doctors and local hospitals. Or, like the Knoxville resident we heard from earlier, 3 doctors later.
The most severe symptoms do need to be addressed, and they do need the focus. So do the rest of us.
A list of the remote assessment sites in East Tennessee and more information on the studies mentioned in this story is at WUOT.org. I'm Claire Heddles, WUOT News.